USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials are reporting the heaviest rain in 1,000 years hit central China. In Zhengzhou, a city of over 12 million people on the banks of the Yellow River, 12 people died in a flooded subway line where more than 500 were pulled to safety. About 100,000 people in the city have been evacuated to safe zones. The delayed 2020 Olympics are underway with softball and women's soccer beginning competition Wednesday ahead of Friday's opening ceremonies. The games are being played without spectators, and a number of athletes have already withdrawn from competition after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Milwaukee Bucks win the NBA title. Dan Naraki reports.
For the first time since 1971, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. The Bucks clinching the title with a 105-98 win over the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading all scorers with 50 points and 14 rebounds, becoming just the seventh player in the history of the finals to have a 50-point game.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
San Bernardino County, California District Attorney Jason Anderson reported Tuesday the Jimenez family, whose gender reveal party in Southern California triggered a wildfire that killed firefighter Charles Morton last September, have been charged with involuntary manslaughter. A pyrotechnics device from the party sparked the El Dorado fire. New legislation is aimed at more people being involved before the president can send troops in harm's way. Tim Berg reports.
A group of bipartisan senators want to redefine congressional war powers in an effort to restrict military commands from the president. Senators Bernie Sanders, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy are introducing a bill that would require a president to seek congressional approval before committing military resources. Sanders saying it's time for Congress to reassert its constitutional right in matters of war and peace. Utah Republican Lee adding these reforms are long overdue and consistent with the Constitution. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The 2021 California gubernatorial recall election is an upcoming special election to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The election will be on September 14th. Republican candidate Larry Elder on Fox News is claiming the California Secretary of State has denied his name to be included on the ballot, and lawsuits are flying.
I didn't redact something that should have been redacted, or redacted something that shouldn't have been redacted. I'm not quite sure which it is. All I know is that there's a provision that allows the Secretary of State to correct any minor discrepancy, and she elected not to do it. And that is why I believe that I was targeted. Now, a lot of people have asked me, was this racism? Now, you know me for a long time. I don't play that. And what I said is, it's not racism. It's fascism. It's Larry Elder, because they know that I'm the guy who can take this guy down. As you pointed out, I've been talking about these issues for some 30 years. I'm on in every major market. In California, I have higher name recognition than any of the other candidates other than Caitlyn Jenner. People know me. I'm from the hood. I'm from the inner city. I can talk firsthand about the declining quality of schools. I can talk firsthand about why we have rising crime, why we have rising homelessness, why the cost of living has gotten so outrageous that for the first time in our state's history, people are leaving California and going to places like Texas and Tennessee and Florida. It is outrageous. There's a magazine called CEO Magazine, been around for 17 years, and for 17 years, California has been determined to be the worst state in which to do business of all 50 states. And I can turn that around, and they are scared to death.
I'm Lance Pry for USA Radio News.